Cheers for tuning in to another episode of the Here's the Crack podcast.
If you haven't already, subscribe to our Spotify and Apple Music and leave a 5-star review.
And if you're watching on YouTube, be sure to subscribe and like the video.
The start of every TikTok, you kind of go, yes, TikTok. Yes, TikTok.
I got it bad, but see, if you actually read, see Town Square, like Town Square, the restaurants one, their ones are ridiculous. Someone said, like, all the place smells like cigarettes. But they replied to it. I like clicked on his account. I was like, this guy's big deal. Like he's an international DJ. And I just messaged him, was like, yo, mate, if you're ever in Belfast, like, let me know. I'd love to go to one of your shows. He replied, like, pretty much bang on. Like, instantly, he was like, yes, buddy, like, how's things? I'm actually performing in Belfast at Balsamic next week. Like, if you want to come do some promo stuff to sell a few more tickets, blah, 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 I'll shoot you VIP tickets.
Here's the crack, 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 welcome back, talking shit, I'm drinking wine, like, and subscribe, here's the crack.
How's it going, Pete? Welcome back to another episode of the Here's the Crack podcast. Another episode, another guest. We've got Geedy, or Matthew. We're going to refer to you as Matthew throughout this, but that's okay.
Whatever's easier for you. Like.
Thanks very much for coming on.
Not a problem at all.
We're going to kick off. Thomas is going to ask a wee question.
Yeah, just a wee icebreaker question, I'm thinking, because you do the food and all, like, yeah. And you love a night out. Like, we're thinking, like, what is your, like, go-to hangover feed?
Hangover
after a night out? No?
Probably, like, a wee boozum sometimes, decent, like, yeah, but that's pretty standard. Yeah, probably like boozum, Subway sometimes does it as well.
See,
like,
says Subway, but yeah, I think Subway
can't hit it good sometimes.
Shit, like,
I think Subway's terrible.
Yeah, just that's the last anything thing that's just carb up after a night out, pretty much. Yeah. Like, cause it's really, see, it's probably going to be like the only thing that I eat that day, pretty much. So it's just like, yeah.
What are you getting boozum then?
Mexican rice, pinto beans, chicken, guacamole, what else? Oh, the wee chickpea, like Dorito things. Yeah. They're good, like, but yeah.
Are you a bowl man or a burrito man?
Bit of both, man. Depends. Yeah. Yeah, depends.
I find this ultimate hack. Do you know you can get a bowl and just a wrap for an extra 50p?
What? So just get the wrap by itself?
So you, like, just order a bowl, right?
Yeah.
And then you can get a wrap on its own for an extra 50p.
What are you going to do with the wrap on its
like
own?
If you're like,
just take it home.
But you know the way, you get the bowl. You get the bowl, yeah. And you're like, you know,
you eat out
as a bowl, and then you're like, fuck, you know, I wish I got a burrito, yeah.
So fair enough.
Best of both worlds.
Must use that on something.
Tip for you. So did you just ask them for a wrap with nothing in it?
No, you just get your bowl, right, first, and then you go, can I get a wrap with that as well? Just a wrap on its own.
Strange.
Like, I could just imagine they're like, well, do you want a burrito or a bowl?
Do they wrap it up for you? Like, do they wrap the wrap and you...
No,
like,
they just give
it. I guarantee you, though, there's been... I guarantee you.
Just eat it out.
There's probably been so many people who've been, like, serving you that walk away and, like, that guy knows something I don't like.
Who's that guy?
Yeah.
Just you walk back in, they're like, oh, mate.
Same again. No, they just give you, like, a wee piece of tinfoil.
Yeah. But I might try it sometime.
You should do a TikTok on it. Oh my god!
Rarest boozum orders.
What sort of brought about the whole? Because obviously at the start we've kind of sort of made a few comments about it, where like at the start of every TikTok you kind of go, yes, TikTok.
Yes, TikTok.
So has that kind of become your trademark thing?
Pretty much, yeah. I think that, like, see, to be honest, I don't even know where it came from. Like, it wasn't like it was premeditated. Like, whenever you're obviously doing the voiceover on TikTok, if you think about TikTok as an app, everyone's scrolling and they're like wanting, like, it's entertainment, like, do you know what I mean? So it's a constant, like, you could be in that For You page for like an hour and a half without noticing, do you know what I mean? So, like, you're constantly just consuming. I just felt like the yes TikTok kind of like snappy, snaps, like, you into it, you know? It's like, right, what are you saying, type of thing. So yeah, I've pretty much just stuck with it.
Do you ever get people coming up to you and being like, yes, TikTok?
It's happened a few times, like, yeah, but it's mainly what would happen is like people would come up and be like, get their Snapchat out and be like, where's your favorite like food place in Belfast?
Seriously?
Yeah, I swear to God, like, mate, I'm not like a puppet. Like, I'm not just gonna sit here and dance for you, like. But
like, fuck off.
Nah, it's good crack, like. But a few people. Yeah, it probably has been said before.
That's wild. I don't think people will be like, oh,
it's Belfast, crazy. Though. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like if you do anything to like put yourself out there in Belfast, it's gonna like it's easy to get recognised, type of thing.
Yeah,
you know?
Sure,
so yeah.
I don't think we actually really experienced much of that until we went down to Derry, like, where there was people coming up and saying like, oh, I listen to your podcast,
actually,
or something, and we were like, that's sick.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know how I would say we're us three. I don't know. We're not awkward, but at the same time, if someone walked up and went like
that's what I was saying to the boys there. Like it was like yesterday morning at like 7:30. I went into the like shop back in Armagh to get a coffee and me half asleep. Like the boy at the till was like, "Oh, you do that podcast?" And I was like, "Yeah." And he goes, "Oh, I thought I recognised you."
Yeah.
And I'm just like, "Yeah."
See, it's
like,
what did I say to you? It's weird at the start. Like it's kind of like, oh, "Are you that guy from TikTok?" And you're like, "Yes." Like you just kind of like laugh it, like kind of just laugh it off. Like you're not gonna. Like spend 20 minutes after chatting with the person, you're just like,
I don't know how I'd feel about someone coming up to me with like a Snapchat camera and just
see the thing
like,
is though it's on night out, so you're already on level anyway, so you just kind of have a crack of it.
Like. I was playing tennis in Ballymena one day. I messaged them. I was like, this is weird. I was playing tennis in Ballymena one day and literally just this. And he was like 14, 15, but he was like standing at the side of the tennis court, and like every so often you glanced over and I felt him like looking at me, and I was like, but I'd never thought. I just thought like. Why is he staring at me?
He
like,
probably just thinks you're someone else.
Yeah,
thing,
and he started walking across the tennis court, and I thought first thing that went through my mind was he's gonna kick shit out of me. Like he's gonna try to start something. Like, and I like he just walked over and he's like, "Here's the crack," and I was like, "Yeah." That's and he was hilarious. Just like, "You do that podcast?" And he's like, "Yeah." And my mate was with me, and I was just like, "Yeah." And then we both kind of looked at each other and just said nothing. And he was just like. My mate listens to you, and I was like, "Oh, do you listen?" And he was just like, "Aye, a few times." And I was like, "No, you don't."
Like, what age was the kid like?
Probably like 15, 16.
Yeah, fair.
It's see, difficult though, like, because I don't think people see you and they don't prepare what they're going to say to you. Like, because you're obviously not prepared for someone coming up to you because they always just jump on you and you're like,
Well. It doesn't, obviously, for me, it doesn't happen to like a massive extent. Do you know what I mean? Like, say on a night out in Belfast, it would because, like, again, it's Belfast, a pretty small place. But it happened me in Derry one time as well. And, some kid just came up and was like, I was with my family and all, and they were like, "Oh, you're a guy from TikTok, blah, blah, blah." And you're just like, whatever, like.
Well, maybe jump straight into it. So, obviously, you do TikTok, but then there's another side that, like, maybe some people don't know.
Yeah,
so, if you want to get into that, so maybe just explain a bit about yourself and, like,
kind of what I do essentially.
Yeah, what you do. Yeah.
So, pretty much, like, TikTok is essentially like the thing that, like, people will know me for, but, like, it isn't what pays the bills. Do you know what I mean? So, like, what I'll do full time is social media marketing agency. So, pretty much, we set up and manage like clients' Facebook and Instagram advertising campaigns. Then, like, another service with that is like social media management. And, like, obviously, TikTok has massively helped with that as well, especially in like the kind of like hospitality kind of niche and stuff like that, restaurants, Airbnbs and stuff like that. So it would pretty much be like, you know, you go along, say, to a restaurant, like one of my clients would be Town Square, pretty much just film like inside, blah blah blah, come out with a few TikToks and then just edit it up and then manage like the posting on their accounts and stuff like that. So that would be kind of like the agency kind of thing. Another thing that I do would be e-commerce, so drop shipping essentially. I got started in that like May time 2020, and like I was pretty much always just looking into like passive incomes and like create as many streams, just different sources of income. Do you know what I mean? It's just something I've always looked into. And then at the time I got furloughed from a 9-to-5 because of COVID and stuff like that, so it was like the perfect opportunity to like really get it going. So got started in that, and it done like a lot better than what I thought it was gonna do. Like it does good, like it does really well. So that like pretty much got me kind of in the space of like online businesses and kind of stuff like that. So I was like, right, let's channel in more on that. And then obviously through like pretty much selling products through Instagram and stuff like that, I needed to learn how to do like Facebook ads and stuff like that. And then just pretty much through like trial and error on my own like e-commerce store, I was like, right, I could easily pass this on to, you know, these skills on to like other businesses, etc. So started the agency, signed up clients, and TikTok's obviously massively helped with that as well.
Do you think like lockdown's obviously been a good thing for you then? Because like
100%, like because before that you're working 9-to-5 and it's like you're just constantly just in that space of like repetition pretty much, like go to work, come home, go to the gym, chill out. You don't really get the space to like really utilize all your time essentially. So like lockdown massively helped with all that.
I think for a lot of people like it's been good. Like I think like there's a bit of a shit side to it where you've been locked up, but like you look at a lot of businesses and things that have started
for sure. Like any online business, you think of Amazon, like, Bezos is like probably quadrupled his net worth throughout all this. Like, and it's like it's definitely taught people that like online is definitely the space you need to be in.
I know.
You know, so
social media marketing
for some done well. Yeah, of course. So for some people, like lockdown, you know, understandably, it's probably been the worst time of some people's lives. But for others, it's like, for I know for myself, it was technically one of the best. It just set like strong foundations for myself that like would set me to be able to obviously do it full time.
Yeah, it gave a lot of people a lot of time to sort of sit back and think what can be done, and sort
for
of
sure,
give like, them time to like use their imagination.
Definitely, and I think especially stuff like obviously apps like TikTok pretty much blew up.
Yeah,
at the start of
it's crazy,
the first lockdown, and like. Yeah, just as you said, like it's give people a lot of time to kind of not self-reflect, but just kind of like have that time to yourself to kind of figure out, like, you know, say you're doing something you didn't necessarily want to be doing.
Yeah,
it gave you that time to like be like, right, what other avenues could I go down?
Is that where you came up with the idea for the food TikToks, like during lockdown? Was something you thought?
You probably could say that, because like if you think about it, in lockdown, nightclubs and stuff like that aren't open, so like. Anyone our age, like, what are you really doing at weekends?
Yeah.
You know, you're going out with your mates and stuff like that. When that's stripped away from you, you kind of had to think outside the box of like, right, what am I gonna get up to? What am I gonna do? So like, pretty much just like through that there, you kind of needed to think outside the box. And then like all the stuff you really could do was like go out for food, and you couldn't even actually go out for food. You literally had to go somewhere, pick it up and go. So like, just pretty much tapped into that niche through that, essentially. Like,
yeah, TikTok kind of started at a good time though, because obviously lockdown had hit, and then I feel like a lot of people were doing it for a sense of like A, something to do, because it was so boring just being in the house. But then B, I think as well as that, TikTok kind of it did kind of form like a community, if you know what I mean. If like, because no one was able to see each other, interact with each other, and TikTok came along and was like, oh, we'll do all these trends, like everybody will get involved, like, you know, if I do this, like people were doing all the dances and stuff. And I feel like that's just kind of how everybody, because like us three, I deleted all my TikToks now, but like, you just started doing it, but like,
personal TikToks, absolutely being a dickler, like just stupid,
like just memes
sort of things.
You know the ones, and it was like the people, and it was like, do, and people were like swiggling away.
Oh, the spin round, and then
Thomas done one of them. It was like when you go in and see the dishwasher is finished or something, and then it was just you go like out the door.
Didn't pick up any traction.
No. I mean, I done a few meme ones. Like, I done one, like, it was like, you know, the Wolf of Wall Street. Like, and it's like,
I seen everyone do that. Yeah. It was like, I take quite 50.
Like, no, it wasn't that one. It was like, just, you know, when he's like, I'm not going home type of thing.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, just him saying that, and I was like, oh, when the pubs open up again, and it's like, last call. And I done that. But like, the Here's the Crack stuff, it's like, the stuff has done the best. Like, Shay, you had a few good TikToks.
Your ones do numbers. Like,
yeah. I had a few good ones on my own over lockdown. Like, I think
on your personal account,
Did you get like a few million? Two that blew up. I think I have like 800 or 8,000 followers on it. On my own, like,
there was one you put up, and it was like that one where you. Is like you have two options, like, and I think yours is like pints with the boys or movie night with the girl. Yeah, and like,
it was the one that it actually started off as like mostly girls doing it, and they're like crawling across their bedroom floor, and you'd see them in the background in the mirror.
Oh, right, okay.
So I did one, and it was like two cars, and it was like pints with the lads or going to meet the girlfriend.
Yeah.
So as I like, got into the car, and they're like going to meet the girlfriend, then you'd see me like way in the background driving across the field.
Right, yeah.
Flying the other direction.
It was pretty pretty creative. But I remember we were sitting on playing Xbox or something, like on Warzone, and it was like, we were all refreshing. It was like, holy moly, Shay's blowing up here. Like, the bleed, like, we're literally refreshing it, and it was like 150,000 then. 8 minutes later, bang, 300,000.
That's the thing about TikTok, that like, it does give you a buzz definitely at the start when you like close the app down. Like 30 minutes later, it's like up a couple, like tens of thousands of views, and it's mad
thinking now, like, I had that much time in my hands, now you can't even get fucking 10 minutes to do something like. It's crazy, right? And then I got had another one as well. It was like 1.6 million views after that. I cut out like a piece of paper and stuck it on my brother's head. Like, he'd shaved his head at the time.
Yeah.
As everyone was doing during lockdown, and then painted it, you know, like the Avatar.
Yeah.
So painted that, done that there, and then that fucking blew up as well. I think it got even more views. Like. And then that was sort of the first taste of TikTok.
I remember you asked me, being like, oh, do you have any blue paint?
What's this guy up to here?
Yeah, like, it was actually fucking, I was asking everyone for this blue paint, couldn't find it anywhere. And you know, I actually ended up using car paint, you know, for painting a car.
And you painted it on your wee brother. Brother's head.
Like, I was sitting for
he's
days
not been the same since.
Just in case his heart didn't go back or something.
Whenever you go to Shay's house, his wee brother's just sitting in the corner on a chair, rocking back and forward.
he can never look at a paintbrush again the same way. But then obviously, like, the TikToks, you started doing the TikTok, but then how, like, when did you kind of know with the TikTok this is going somewhere?
I think, like, main thing with TikTok, right, is just choose a niche and stick to it. Definitely at the start, until you start, like, picking up traction within that niche. So, like, say after, like, the canteen one, probably. So I'd done one there. I think I'd done, like, 300K. And I was like, right, okay. Cause I think I'd done the first one maybe, like, standard. Everyone started off at, like, the juice jar or something like that. Because there was a few of them going around. And I was like, right, sweet, do this here. And I really wasn't even thinking anything of it. Like, I didn't go in and start TikTok with, like, this big strategic, like, game plan of, like, I'm just going to, like, smash this. Do you know what I mean? It was pretty much just, like, as I said, lockdown, kind of bit of crack. Like, and, yeah, it started picking up traction. Then definitely the canteen one, it done, like, 300K. And I gained, like, couple thousand followers from it, and I was like, right, okay. But then also, like, to do with the kind of niche I'm in, it's like you can monetize off it quite well. Do you know what I mean? Because it's obviously, you know, it's massive exposure both for me, for my platform, but also for, say, for instance, restaurants that I would do it for. So it was like, you know, you can easily monetize off it. You know, it does me good, it grows my account, but it also, it's a win-win situation for, you know, the restaurant as well, because it's unbelievable exposure for them. So I think, yeah, definitely after that one is whenever actually other places kind of started reaching out to me and stuff like that and saying, like, you know, we like your content, we see what you've done for this place. Do you want to come along? So I was like, right, okay. Put the business head on here. And
you're saying, like, people were saying to you, like, you could be doing something with this, like, you're getting so much views and stuff, like, you could be helping businesses, if you know what I mean.
For sure, yeah, like, definitely. It's like, I think, you know, the evidence was there that there was obviously, you know, for any business, that level of exposure is great, like,
yeah.
And, like, I don't know if, the, like, off the back, like, their cues were absolutely out the door. Yeah. Like, I don't know. But like, for it's just about exposure, really. Like, if you're getting, if you're hitting them type numbers, specifically within my kind of niche, like, it is pretty much, like, all NI kind of based, like, NI/Ireland. So it's, like, you're getting that exposure. It's not going out to, like, the US or, like, mainland UK. It's, like, it's pretty niche down. So,
yeah. Even with yours, I find there's, like, a knock-on effect. Like, you generally go to a place and you'll find, like, other people not copying your TikTok, but also going there.
Think so?
God, so there's, like, a knock-on effect.
Yeah,
and then, like,
I don't know, mate. I haven't seen it, like, but, yeah.
I sort of, yeah.
I think it is, like, when one place blows up on TikTok. Like, I think that's the joke we the sort of made with Juice Jar. But, like, we were chatting to the girls and we said, like, did you notice a difference? And they were like, yeah. Like, she's like, the amount of people coming in after you were like, this is mad.
Yeah, definitely.
But then I feel like a lot of places in Northern Ireland, once they shut and you weren't allowed to sit in, they were getting more creative. Like, if anything, lockdown probably done some places the world good, because you've got, like, the Maiden Antrim van started. And there's a place out, like, there's so many places out my way that I didn't even know about. But, like, it probably done them the world good, because it forced everybody to sort of stand back and go, right, what can we do that's not, you know, in line with just the norm?
Yeah.
But one thing I thought was quite interesting whenever you kind of said it there was your mum and dad kind of said to you about, you know, you technically shouldn't be doing this for nothing, which quite uncommon.
Yeah, so it was after the canteen one, pretty much. Like, I didn't really say to my mum and dad, like, oh, here, like, this is what I'm doing. Yeah. Like, I'm not a kid.
You're just,
right?
Like, I'm fucking
but
class.
Like, yeah, I was pretty much, like, I was doing it. And then I think that someone might have said something to my sister or something like that, like, oh, I seen your brother. I think she might have went home. And then before you know it, my mum's called me being like, what's this about you having, like, 300 or 1,000 views on TikTok? And I was like, yeah, blah, blah, blah. And she obviously seen, she was like, are you getting paid for that? Or are you doing that for free? And I was like, well, you know, some of, like, that one in particular I did do for free. And she was like, right, like, you know, not like, what are you doing, essentially, but, like, she was like, you know, you easily could be monetizing off that. And I knew that, do you know what I mean? Obviously, like, I knew, but yeah, so that's pretty much,
it's pretty like, a lot of parents I feel like would probably be like, why are you going and get yourself a proper job? Like,
but because I was already, like, by that stage I was already working for myself full time. I was already doing the e-commerce, I was already doing the social media marketing side of things, so, like, I did have a bit of extra time on my hands, do you know what I mean? So it was like, but also, like, I don't know, in this day and age, it's like, what is a proper job, you know what I mean? Like, you know, especially every, like, you know, if you can find something, right, that you enjoy, like, and it's, you're not actually having to work for someone else and you can monetize off it, like, more the better, do you know what I mean? But
I think you're a good example of, like, the way it is sort of going now, like, what, like we're saying about online and stuff.
Yeah,
like, people need content to post on their social media, like, and like, a lot of businesses don't even know. Like, I remember years ago saying to my dad, like, he does like gates and rails and stuff, and I was like, oh, like, you need to be on Facebook and stuff, and he's just like, what are you on about? Like, spending money on ads.
What's the thing? And it's like, what is you know, if you have a spare minute now, your head's most likely in your phone.
Exactly.
So you know what I mean? It's like, for businesses in the past, like, you would have maybe advertised in like newspapers or radio and stuff like that, and through that it's broad, whereas like on social media you can really channel down into like specific, you know, interests and stuff like that, geographical location. It's like social media is where people's attention is drawn to, so with that, obviously businesses need to be advertising on it, and you need, even like for yourself, like you need to be putting yourself out there.
Exactly.
So most of the stuff you do now, obviously you're still making TikToks where you're going certain places. Obviously I feel like there are some where you kind of know that you're being sort of paid to go. There's some TikToks where you do sort of make that obvious, but like, are most of the places you go, would you still make like, you know, TikToks where maybe if you're in, you know, another place like Donegal or whatever, you would just be like, oh, this is class, I'm gonna just do this for free?
Like, about, I'd say probably about 50% of the ones that I push out are for free. It's like if someone reaches out, right, you're obviously not gonna do that for free. Like, if someone reaches out like in Instagram or whatever, I'm gonna say, right, there's a rate to this, obviously. But yeah, like, I'm about a lot, do you know what I mean? Especially throughout summer, I'm up in Donegal and stuff like that. And yeah, like, if I'm out somewhere with my girlfriend or whatever, and yeah, I'm obviously gonna film it, because it's gonna, the way I see it, right, if I like grow my, if I like took a negative reaction, was like, I'm only doing restaurants that are gonna pay me, my account's not gonna grow. So it's like, if I can grow the account, right, while monetize off it, making, you know, a bit of money off it, that's fair, like, that's good, do you know what I mean? But also, like, I'm like a believer of, like, if you give out good stuff, like, say for instance, do it completely for free, pay for your food, get them a viral video, like, you're doing good, and that's gonna come back to you in one way or another. Do you know what I mean? Whether that be like someone refers you for a client, or like just whatever, like, it's gonna come round on itself, do you know what I mean? So like, I'm 100% happy doing some for free. Obviously, if you reach out, you know, some places do have the expectancy where it's just like, oh well, like, you'll just kind of come down, we'll give you like free food and on your way, and you're like, right, no, it's not gonna work like that, because I'm gonna have to drive to your place, spend, they give up my own time for like what, burger and chips, like, do you know what I mean? And I'm not gonna do it. But yeah, for like, for ones that I actually do want to go to, like, I'll do it for the content type of thing.
I suppose like a lot of people now, like, I suppose you will have ones that, I think a lot of businesses do see the value in that sort of content now, and like TikTok and social media, but then I suppose there still is the ones that are like, oh well, it's just a video, like,
old school kind of mentality.
Yeah.
I think it's like, it's just that you can't really break down, like, you're not gonna explain, you're not gonna spend that much time being like, oh no, like, you desperately need this.
Yeah, like,
you know,
going
mean?
Through it's analytics, like, and all, like,
yeah, exactly. Like, if someone knows the value of it, they're gonna want you to come do it. Like, and yeah, if they don't,
I think that's the difference too. I say a lot of people just look at it and think, oh, this is like a 5-second video. This took them 5 seconds to make.
But they don't see what goes into it. Because like, and I try to keep them safe, like, within 20 seconds, right? And see, like, say one that does like 300k, you've got like over 1,000 hours watch time. Like, you've probably seen it for yourself. Like, that's, correct me if I'm wrong, but that's like pretty much like over a month's worth of, like, probably close to a month's worth of watch time for a 20-second video. Like, that's crazy. Unheard of. Like, you know, it's crazy. So like, if someone does want to say, somewhere does reach out, some places will say, can you send us over your analytics? And when they see like numbers like that, they're like, right, there's clearly value added here. Generally.
Yeah,
exactly.
So
wanted to ask one more before we went off the food thing. Have you got like a go-to place? Like, what is, maybe you aren't allowed to.
Yeah, so around Belfast, like, I do like Balbon. I'm not gonna
Balbon,
lie.
Lovely.
It's a good spot. Good, like, it is decent. Boojum is pretty good as well. Like, like, it's just, it's kind of just standard now, do you know what I mean?
Have you a favorite type of food, or just like trying a bit of everything, I suppose?
Mate, as I said to you, it's like, I'm not like a pure like foodie kind of, like, yes, that is the niche that like most people know me for, but like, as I said, dear, like, if you put something in front of me, I'm most likely gonna be like, it was good. Like, do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Obviously, like, with TikTok, like, you've got good comes from it and stuff. So you probably grew a business, you know, successfully from it. But then looking at the other side of it, TikTok obviously had, well, social media in general has its crap side. And that's sort of thing we were saying before we started this. So maybe get you to sort of touch on that is, you don't kind of beat around the bush with comments, like if people are, you know.
I think it's jokes, like, yeah. It's funny, like, yeah. Some of the comments that, like, say someone says something in the comments, like stupid comment, whatever, when you actually click on the profile, it's like Harry Kane with, and it's like, the profile picture is like a footballer and no content posted, and you're like, it's just a troll, like, do you know what I mean? Yeah. So it's hilarious. I got it bad, but see, if you actually read, see Town Square, like Town Square, the restaurants one, their ones are ridiculous. Like, seriously? Some of the people in the comments, yeah, it's hilarious.
Their
like,
own TikTok?
So yeah, their own TikTok, like the comments, some of the comments they get under it is seriously hilarious. Like,
what would be like one of the best? Like, what sort of comments are we talking? Like?
So I think someone once, like, this is probably just a random one, like, but someone said, like, oh, the place smells like cigarettes. But they replied to it yeah. Was like, are you sure it wasn't just you, question mark? And like the guy started like cracking up and like, oh, like I could be a potential customer, like blah blah blah, like that. But like under my own, like I don't really get that much, like not all that much. Like,
you don't necessarily respond though to comments which are like hate comments. Yeah. You more respond to comments that are challenging you on something. So yeah. Like you've had a few, not going to go down that vaccine route, but like you've obviously done the TikTok on the vaccine, and someone kind of went, oh well, you probably had a pile of people, you know, calling you all sorts. But like the
I
one
still that, people comment. On yeah, that one.
There's one you done. You said you were going to Derry.
Yeah.
And then you got the whole trans, like, NI Derry, stroke Londonderry type thing.
Mate, see, because it was even, like, so I addressed that there one, like, Derry, Londonderry, like, I don't care what you call it, do you know what I mean? Like, I'm not political, blah, blah, blah. But I just do call it Derry, do you know what I mean? It's like, yeah. But even I done one, like, a restaurant one, it's a place called Mekong up in Derry. And like even under that, because I say dairy in it, like it's just full of like comments, like people's like pure getting aggressive with each other.
We had this conversation, we were just like, it's shorter, let's say dairy.
Yeah, of course. Like,
but I think like our generation is all the same. It's like we don't really care about like politics necessarily. Yeah. We're not that political.
There still is like a certain percentage, but it's just like you just kind of have to.
But then I would say a lot of the comments in that, like if someone was to turn around and like say someone on like a night out or something's coming back and they're a wee bit like on the drink or something, opened up your TikTok and seen that you said dairy, they maybe do not give one flying crap about you know, it being Derry or Londonderry, but they've just probably went, I'm gonna kick off here and be like, Derry question mark. You know, so it's probably not. But like, if you like, apart from that, like would you ever have anything else in terms of like people just being asses?
I think people have said that my voice is annoying sometimes. Like, I've heard that, like, oh, your voice goes through me, blah blah blah. What else? I don't know. Ginger is obviously a pretty standard one. you're naturally gonna get that. But nah, I'm trying to think, mate. Probably not one. There was one that was actually hilarious. We were at one of my mates. It was his graduation party. Now he lives in Malone, and it's a nice house, obviously. And like the party,
I seen this one.
Yeah, the party was class. Like he had like a pure. It was just such a good setup, and like people were commenting, being like, "What in the universal credit is this?" Like, we were all in the group chat after, being like, "Mate, this is hilarious." Like, but nah, like Jenny, I wouldn't really get that much bad comments. Like, and any that I do, I reply to them. Like, it's funny. Like, do you know what I mean?
Enjoy a bad comment as long as it's creative. Like,
because
you said that universal credit one, like that's funny. Like, someone's put thought into that.
I think that like TikTok's good. There's an art. Like, there's a sense of rawness on TikTok, and I think that's why it's actually done class. Because see Instagram, like honestly. So I think it's quite boring now. Like everything's so like edited, like everything's so like Facetune and stuff like that, and like it's kind of fake in a way, do you know what I mean? And like TikTok is just raw. It's like whatever's there, just smash it out. It can go viral, like do you know what I mean? It's like, I think like for me, I barely go on Instagram that much anymore. The only thing I use Instagram for is like stories, pretty much. I don't really scroll too much on it.
The same. Like, I spend all my time on TikTok now.
I would like, see, I have the like R, like, do you ever see that it's like your screen time kind of thing? So if like if I spend an hour a day on TikTok, it'll come up and I'll be like, have to catch myself on. I'll be like, right, what am I doing? Unless I'm like editing a few that day, that's different. But like, don't get me wrong, there can be days where it'd be like, you can't just fart about on it, like, do you know what I mean?
I always find if, like, say for example, someone sends in like a video into the group chat or something like that there and you go on it, and that starts you on it, like, like you've watched one video and then you scroll down, and then the next thing you're on it for an hour, and then you're
stuck in that
whole I find it quite funny though, some of the comments that come in, we've never got really many creative ones, we just get the standard why are you doing this? This is a waste of time. Like, yeah, say like Warren. I like them. I like them.
We should say like Warren.
You've got me saying it. As I said, dude, it's like literally my girlfriend's flaming me for it.
I remember at the start, though, we got one comment where someone was like, you three look like you're just out of bed. And we were just like, we were on, it was over lockdown or something, and we were on Xbox, and we were just like, no, we don't, do we? I don't think we do. No, I don't. Pure God is like, you know, sitting up at 4 a.m. being like, was I just up out of bed there? You know what I mean?
That account that said that, like, it's keeping you up at night, desperate.
But you see them now, like, they come in and we normally just look at them and go, yeah, very good.
Yeah.
Go on with your day. That's too sick.
Do you ever reply to any of the comments?
No. See, that's the thing. But you know, we don't get any like good ones. Like, there's no, like, there's been a few I've sent into the group chat. Like, I do the TikTok, like, and I was like, you can't even reply to that. Like, I'd love one that you could sort of give like a smart reply to.
Yeah.
But there's none like that. They're just stupid, like fucking shit
ones. Either really
comments, like
young people or really old people as well. Mm. Like, there was one, some guy 1967 or something. We were just like, right, yeah.
There's someone I actually have under, and it's like, I don't know if he's old or not, but it's like his profile picture's an old man. Now, that could be anyone. That could literally be anyone. But he bees under mine a lot. So like yesterday I posted one, I said Ireland, and he like typed it out like as if I said it. So he was, I don't know, it was so weird. But sometimes you will see like the same kind of account consistently comment, and you're like, mate, come on, like,
they'll be following you as well.
Go dander.
Yeah.
Go walk. There's ones you see and there's someone give you shit and you like click into their account and it's like following you and you're just like, just don't follow us. Like.
Yeah.
But you were saying there like before, like you've obviously get opportunities from TikTok and like you were Ben Nicky VIP.
Yeah. So the way that came about was Ben, you know, on TikTok, you can only message someone if you both follow each other, he's a friend.
Yeah.
And he followed me a while back and I didn't really think that much of it because just didn't really think that much of it, blah blah blah, and then his stuff like kept coming up for me on the For You page and it obviously said like followed you down the bottom left corner. I like clicked on his account and I was like, this guy's big deal, like he's an international DJ, blah blah blah, and I just messaged him, was like, yo mate, blah blah blah, like if you're ever in Belfast, like let me know, I'd love to go to one of your shows, blah blah blah, and he replied like pretty much bang on, like instantly. He was like, yes, buddy, like how things. I'm actually performing in Belfast at Belsonic next week. Like, if you want to come do some promo stuff to sell a few more tickets, blah, 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 I'll shoot you VIP tickets. So I was like, sweet, yeah, let's do it. So it was a funny story, actually. I like was pretty much just going back and forth with him over DM on TikTok. So then I like landed down one day. So me and him had like agreed pretty much that I was doing it. Now, I don't know if he passed it on to like his management team or Belsonic, who are actually down there every day like making the whole set, blah blah blah. So I just dander down. I was like in Ormagh, I was around like Ormagh Road, and I was like, right, here, I've got a bit of time here, I'll dander down. So like while they were setting it up, I just went over to the guy and just was like, here mate, I pretty much do TikToks, I've been talking to Ben Nicky, here's our chat pretty much. And he was like, right, okay, let me go chat to someone here. So I'm sitting over to the side just pretty much waiting, like, am I gonna get in or not? And they're probably just thinking, who's this random kid who's just like dandered down and was like, here, can I get in take a few videos here? And I text Ben, was like, yo mate, like blah 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 down here, but obviously he's probably doing whatever, like, so he wasn't replying instantly. And they came over and was like, right, we're gonna get in contact with his management here, like go away, get a coffee, go home for an hour or two, like when, if he gets in contact with you, like come back. So my girlfriend, she only lives around East Belfast, so I like went around to hers, chilled out for like 2 hours, and then he texted back and was like, yes mate, it's all sorted, like go on down. So yeah, pretty much just like done some promotional, like got to obviously walk around like the whole kind of set and stuff like that, done some promotional stuff for it, and it done good, like. And like off the back of that, like AVA, I'm doing the same for them this week as well, because that's happening on this Friday, so I'm doing the same stuff for there. So yeah, that's pretty much how that came about. Like,
it's sick the way though, like if you just are a bit outgoing and like put yourself out there, like what can come from it,
especially as I said, like in a place like here where it's like, you just spoke on it in a few of the other podcasts, it's like there is still that kind of stigma over here where it's like you don't put yourself out there, if you know what I mean. Yeah. Like, oh, what are you doing that for? That's weird. Like, whereas if you go to London or Manchester, like 30-minute, an hour flight away, it's like that's the norm over there. Like, everyone's kind of doing that kind of thing. So, like, as I said, like if you do it in Belfast and do it, you're obviously, you know, putting out good quality content, like you will get recognized for it. pretty quickly as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, there is, we have sort of talked about it before, where there is that kind of, and again, like, we've had a few comments where it's like, why do you bother? Yeah. And we're like, because we enjoy, like, why would you go out and play football? Because you enjoy playing it. Like, you know what I mean? And if it's like, we enjoy the sort of aspect of like interviewing people, like sort of getting to know people, like their stories and all that there. But I think that goes to show that if you are kind of just a bit more, if you give a little, you probably get more in return. Yeah. And I think that's a perfect sort of scenario there. Where, so like, what else, apart from AVA, what's coming up in the future? Is there anything sort of
so
tasty, like, where you're like,
as happy I said, days? Like the TikTok kind of thing, that's pretty much just like the end product of what I really do. Like, my main focus is e-commerce and the social media marketing agency. Like, TikTok is like, I'm kind of just having fun with it. Do you know what I mean? It's not like, it's not like I don't see myself as like influencer. Like, this is my full-time career. Like, my breadwinner is obviously the e-com and the social media marketing stuff, and like TikTok and stuff like that. Yes, that has massively helped with the agency kind of side of things. Yeah. But like, yeah, that, like, the e-commerce and the agency is my main focus. TikTok is like, it's fun. Do you know what I mean? And but I'm still like, I still do take it serious, but like, my main priority is that. Do you know what I mean? I
suppose it's just like growing your personal brand as well, like getting opportunities for your business type of thing.
Exactly. And it's like, as I said to you, it's like, I'm a firm believer, if you give out good stuff, it's gonna come back in one way or another. So it's like that Ben Nicky stuff, I didn't have a clue that was gonna happen. Like, I reached out to him within a week, he was performing, and all that was done. It happened like that. And then AVA next week, it's just, it's stuff like that. It's just other opportunities come and you just go in the direction of it, pretty much. You know what I mean? So yeah,
you'd never think of starting like a YouTube or something?
I would, as I said to you as well. It's like, with a TikTok, you can go along, like, shoot content, get it edited within the day, you do it pretty much, get it out, and it's like got great exposure. With it, like, YouTube is like, you do have to spend a lot more time on it. So like, one of my mates, he's class at editing and stuff like that, and we've sat down, we've chatted about it, but it's just like getting the momentum going. Do you know what I mean? It's like, over here as well, like, I don't feel like I could like fit in enough in it. Obviously, say there's a festival or something, you could probably make a daily, like a one day vlog just about that there. But like, I've kind of been thinking, it's like, if you blended it up into a week, like throughout the week, I'm gonna have like enough on that I could like mash up into like, say, 15-20 minute video. Do you know what I mean? So like, have a thought about it. Yes. Have I done it? No. You know what I mean? But like, yeah, I definitely wouldn't rule it out, because obviously, yeah, you can monetize off that quite well as well. So
someday, maybe.
Maybe.
We get you back on.
We were talking about this the other day on one of our other podcasts, and maybe it'd be a good question to ask you. So we know the way you see a lot of people on TikTok and stuff, and they're maybe like, they're running their own business, like kind of what you'd be doing, like, you know, your social media management and stuff.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like, they get up in the morning, have like a nice, like, you know, avocado on toast type thing, go get a coffee and stuff, and like, they don't actually seem like they're like working. Like, what would your day consist of in terms of, like, is it all over the place, or is there like it's a specific,
because see, the so e-commerce, the reason why I set that up is because it is a passive stream of income. Like, what I'll do for that is pretty much post, say, 3 times a day on Instagram, and I've got like Facebook shop attached to it, so the account that I have has got like 30k odd followers. The posts will do well, so like, they'll hit the explore page and people can buy directly from my, like, from my website through the post. So like, you've pretty much got money coming in from that all the time. Like, you wake up, you've sales to fulfill, place it with my supplier, my supplier ships the product to the customer, I make a profit margin in between. So like, you can have days where you're like, you wake up, you've made decent money, and you can kind of sit and be like, I don't really need do all that much. But obviously, with the agency kind of things, you do have that responsibility where it's like, you know, you've got clients, you need to fulfill the service for them. But it's not like, as I said, is like, I have someone help me out with the back end on like the ads kind of side of things, like to cover that. So it's not like, you know, some weeks can be like busier with the agency kind of things, but the e-commerce, as I said, like, that's pretty much just a breadwinner. That's just kind of, it's just an engine that's just like fueling itself, to be honest. Like, so yeah,
consistently.
So like, day to day, would I be like, it can vary, but like, I'll always like head into Belfast and like sit in a coffee shop, sit in a hotel, do a bit of work for hours, and that's pretty much it. Like,
it's not your standard 9 to 5.
Nah, it's not. And I've done the 9 to 5 for a bit, like, and it's not bad, like, but yeah, I just prefer to kind of create your own freedom of time, freedom of how much you earn as well. So,
yeah. Are you completely self-sufficient now? Like, you don't work for anyone at all?
No, I don't work for anyone at all. It's all myself, like, and has been like that since at the start of this year, because I got a taste of the e-commerce last year.
Yeah.
And like, while I was in my old 9-to-5, it was bringing in a lot more than what my 9-to-5 was. So I was kind of sitting, I was like, right, because the e-commerce isn't guaranteed income, some months can be unbelievable, and then some months it's still a good month, but it's not guaranteed. Do you know what I mean? So I was like, right, I need a business model where it's guaranteed income, so have clients on a retainer. And that's what brought in the social media marketing agency, because you'll have clients paying you monthly retainers, so you know, right, there's my guaranteed income. So if anything happened with the e-commerce, say supplier couldn't supply or whatever like that anymore, you've still got that monthly retainer, your guaranteed income. So yeah, with both of them combined, that's me full time, like. So
all right. How did you learn that?
To be honest, so the kind of Facebook ads kind of side of things, just invested a lot of money into online courses and stuff like that. So like, yeah, especially like in today's world, like, you've pretty much got everything at your expense on a computer, like, do you know what I mean? It's like, if you want to learn new skills, you don't necessarily need to go do a four-year degree in it, obviously. You know, if you want to do something specific like doctor or medicine or dentistry or whatever, you obviously have to go do a degree in that. But if you like, you know, if you want to do something, say, to do with marketing, you don't necessarily need to go to that degree. There's so many courses online completely at your expense that you can invest in yourself, and, you know, you can actually learn how to set up a business through that. So yeah, it's pretty much just through that.
Yeah, I think probably the best place to end it is, obviously you've given a lot of information there. Was there any times where, you know, even not even the TikTok, but like the social media management or like the drop shipping and stuff, that there was a stage you're like, this isn't working? Or like, there was any like sort of periods that you said you had months where it was like quite high and quite low? Was there any periods you're like, oh crap, this is not going according to plan?
Honest, no. Like, I've only been doing it, like, I've only been full time by myself from like February this year, so it's still relatively new to me.
Fresh.
You know what I mean? Yeah, it's still relatively new. Obviously, in business and in life, not everything is just straight on the up. There will be things that happen where you're like, right, lost a bit of money there, made a bit of money here. But no, I haven't, I've never really hit that point where it's been like, oh god, like, this is daunting, this isn't working out, I need to go back on myself. No, it's been.
And where do you see it going, or where do you expect it to go, or what are your hopes for the future?
I think just pretty much continue on as it is, and like, obviously build the agency, like, get better clients, get better results for clients as well. With the e-commerce, as I said, that's pretty much just running itself in a way. But like, as I said to you, like, you don't know what opportunities can come for you, especially with social media, and like, you don't know what other avenues, like, people might see what you're doing, be like, right, I've got this idea for what you're doing, and stuff like that does happen, where people say, like, you know, I see what you're doing, I could see you fitting in quite nicely here, and like, a joint partnership or whatever, joint venture kind of thing. So yeah, pretty much, like, as it stands at the minute, very much happy with agency and e-commerce, TikTok and stuff like that growing as well. But yeah, in 2 years time, I don't really know what exactly
what's this space.
Like, you know, hopefully things keep going well for you. Thanks for coming on.
For sure.
Yeah, thank you.
And where can you find you in terms of people want to get in contact with you, if there's a business or anything, listen to this?
So obviously Instagram and TikTok's probably, it's the only real two social media platforms that I use. So yeah, just on there.
Happy days.
Sweet.
Brilliant. Thanks very much for coming on.
Yeah. As I said, pleasure. Like,
hopefully get you on 2 years' time when you're a millionaire.
See what happens.
Yeah,
famous YouTuber.
We'll see what happens. Like.